Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Obama cancels Star Wars.
Our new missile defense architecture in Europe will provide stronger, smarter, and swifter defenses of American forces and America's allies.
Stronger, smarter, swifter. That, of course, was President Obama. He just went on TV to announce that the administration will scrap plans for a permanent defense shield, as it's called, to be built in Poland and the Czech Republic, derisively known since the Reagan days as Star Wars. Instead, they're planning on rolling out what they say is a more agile missile defense system, targeting what they consider to be the clearest threat, short and medium range ballistic missiles. Here's another clip from the president's announcement. This is about a minute long as he lays out the reasons for this decision.
This decision was guided by two principal factors. First, we have updated our intelligence assessment of Iran's missile programs, which emphasizes the threat posed by Iran's short and medium-range missiles, which are capable of reaching Europe. There's no substitute for Iran complying with its international obligations regarding its nuclear program, and we, along with our allies and partners, will continue to pursue strong diplomacy to ensure that Iran lives up to these international obligations. But this new ballistic missile defense program will best address the threat posed by Iran's ongoing ballistic missile defense program. Second, we have made specific and proven advances in our missile defense technology, particularly with regard to land and sea-based interceptors and the sensors that support them.
Iran, Iran, Iran. Wasn't it Russia that was always so upset about this idea? Well, to explain what the announcement means, talk about the pros and cons and if we should be more concerned or less concerned about states like Iran, Stephen Pfeiffer, visiting fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution and a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Ambassador Pfeiffer, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
First, tell us what we just heard from President Obama's announcement just now. How new is this and how drastic a break with the policies of the past?
Well, it is a change from the policy that was pursued by the Bush administration, but from the time that it came into office, the Obama administration said it was going to take a look at missile defense with a view to seeing whether there was what options there were to address the question. And I think what we heard the president say earlier this morning is that they've looked at the threat from Iran, and they're less concerned about the long-range Iranian missiles, more concerned about the capabilities that Iran has today, which are shorter range. So in the near term, they're going to orient the focus of missile defense to deal with that threat while developing capabilities in the future to deal with longer-range Iranian capabilities as they develop.
And when we talk about missile defense, maybe we should explain to everybody exactly what that means. And when this was originally proposed during the Reagan administration and critics started calling it Star Wars, the idea was a space shield that was going to be in orbit. Is this that?
No. The Bush administration pursued is there are now deployed a relatively small number of missile interceptors in Alaska and in California.
Based on the ground, right?
On the ground. And they are designed primarily because of concerns about North Korea. The Bush administration then looked at deploying a radar and 10 missile interceptors on the ground in Central Europe, out of concern about a long-range Iranian ballistic missile. But the Bush administration plan was to have those interceptors deployed in 2012 or early 2013, whereas most people didn't see the Iranians having that kind of missile until maybe 2015 or even later. And I think what the president has said is that as they've looked at the intelligence, it looks like the Iranians are focusing more on developing their shorter-range capabilities, putting less effort on longer-range missiles. And so what the president and the government have decided to do is orient the missile defense effort to dealing with that shorter-range threat.
Anybody want to call in on this with a comment or a question? Have you been following the missile defense debate all these years. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for former ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer, now at the Brookings Institute. What about Russia? It's Russia that has constantly felt threatened by this, and this goes back to the Cold War. But even recently, Putin and Medvedev were saying this is an act of aggression if the United States puts these kinds of things in the Czech Republic and Poland. Even if you say this is about Iran, we in Russia are going to feel threatened by this and are going to feel forced to beef up our defenses.
Right. And you're right. I mean, if you look at difficult issues on the U.S.-Russia agenda over the last 2 or 3 years, missile defense has certainly been in the top three. Now, the Russian concern, I think, is less about the capability of the system that was planned to be put in Poland and the Czech Republic. The smart Russians who understand how these things work realize that this doesn't really have any capability against Russia. It was oriented towards Iran. But I think the Russian objection was much more political, is that they did not like seeing new American military infrastructure going into Central Europe closer to Russia. So it was more a political concern rather than a strategic concern. My sense is, though, that the administration, in taking this decision, while the idea that this would reduce an area of tension was certainly a factor, the more important factor, though, is looking at the Iranian threat and how to deal with that. So the fact that this is going to be seen and welcomed in Moscow, that may allow greater cooperation between the United States and Russia in dealing with the missile defense question. But the driving factor here seems to have been the Iran issue.
Right. And in fact, the president, in his announcement a short time ago, went out of his way to say that this is not about Russia. Let's listen.
We've also repeatedly made clear to Russia that its concerns about our previous missile defense programs were entirely unfounded. Our clear and consistent focus has been the threat posed by Iran's ballistic missile program, and that continues to be our focus and the basis of the program that we're announcing today.
All right. So President Obama kind of saying, look, even the Bush missile plan, which I'm now scrapping, would not have been a threat to you, Russia. So were you just saying before, in a very nice diplomat's way, that it was a lot of bull on Russia's part to claim that this would have been a threat to us, and Putin and Medvedev were just using it for internal political purposes?
That may well have been part of it. But politically, the Russians did not like the idea of American military infrastructure in Central Europe getting closer to Russian borders. The strategic arguments, in Moscow, I think, who probably didn't understand the missile defense system all that well, were thinking, the Americans are going to deploy a system in Poland and the Czech Republic in 2012. The Iranians won't have the missile threat until 2015. Therefore, it must be about us. There's a certain paranoia in Moscow that sometimes gets fed by this thing.
And so do you think there was a deal of any kind, some kind of new Russian support for getting tough on Iran's nuclear program or anything like that? I mean, Medvedev is coming to New York next week, and he's going to be at the UN General Assembly. So is the president. I think they're going to get together. So does this transform the U.S.-Russia relationship, or do we get something in return from Russia that, of course, they wouldn't announce, but that maybe you could speculate on?
Well, let me break that into two pieces. Based on conversations I've had with people in the administration, I am pretty sure there was no deal, that there wasn't a trade-off. They didn't go to Moscow and say, we're going to change the missile deployment. We won't deploy the systems in Poland and the Czech Republic if you do X. I don't think there was that kind of deal. Now, having said that, I mean, certainly this in the context of the U.S.-Russia agenda removes a difficult question. And now the issue will be interesting to see is, will it make cooperation between the United States and Russia or between NATO and Russia on missile defense more feasible? Certainly, if you're looking at Iranian missile capabilities, an Iranian missile that can reach Europe can also reach Moscow. So they can't be sanguine about this prospect.
Let me get a couple of skeptics of this deal on the phone calling in, 212-433-WNYC, as we're playing clips from President Obama's announcement just a few minutes ago that he's canceling the Bush administration's Defense Shield anti-missile program to base anti-missile technology in Poland and the Czech Republic. Jonathan in Rivervale, you're on WNYC. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi. Hi. Great show. Been listening a long time.
Thank you.
Just a quick question. Wouldn't Iran be thinking nowadays more of non-missile delivery of nuclear devices? Wouldn't that be cheaper and, in today's world and with miniaturization, just easier and sneakier?
In other words, Ambassador, maybe this doesn't matter to our ultimate security or anybody's from medium-range warheads or medium-range or let's say Iran's intent to deliver nuclear warheads if they ever do decide to do that.
Well, quite frankly, I mean, the last 5 years, I've always thought that if Iran had a nuclear weapon and if they really wanted to detonate a nuclear weapon in the United States, the more likely delivery system would not be a missile. It would be a container ship. The problem, and I think the Iranians understand this, if the Iranians were to get a missile of sufficient range to reach the United States, if the Iranians had a nuclear warhead and they were to launch that warhead on that missile, the United States would know about it within about 3 minutes of launch. And the Iranians would understand that there would be a devastating response. I've always thought that the more worrisome thing, and I'm hopeful that more resources will be put into things like how do you screen containers before they come into American ports, because that kind of delivery system is ambiguous as to who launched it.
Ryan in Lower Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question, and it's more in regards to old Europe and new Europe and the type of allies that we have currently fighting with us in Afghanistan. You know, the Poles have been very brave by sending a lot of troops into Afghanistan. What are your thoughts on the blowback that Eastern Europe's going to feel as the U.S. starts to capitulate toward Russia?
Yeah,
that's a great question, Ambassador.
Yeah, no, excellent question. And you had an American delegation led by Undersecretary Tauscher. They were in Warsaw and Prague this morning, and I believe this afternoon they're also briefing at NATO headquarters in Brussels. So, my understanding is that the president, I mean, this decision was literally made yesterday, so the idea was as soon as they completed the review, they wanted to talk to the Poles and the Czechs as soon as possible. And there certainly, I think, is an understanding that the governments in Warsaw and Prague did take steps in response to the proposal by the Bush administration that were politically difficult within those countries. And I would anticipate that over the coming weeks and months, there'll be consultations about things so that this will not be seen as just a quick cutoff, a quick slap to Poland and the Czech Republic.
And here, in fact, is President Obama from the announcement addressing exactly this question.
I've spoken to the prime ministers of both the Czech Republic and Poland about this decision and reaffirmed our deep and close ties. Together, we are committed to a broad range of cooperative efforts to strengthen our collective defense, and we are bound by the solemn commitment of NATO's Article 5 that an attack on one is an attack on all.
So Poland and the Czech Republic, Ambassador, wanted these missile defense systems because they felt it would protect them, and protect them from who? From Iran or maybe from their old nemesis Russia?
Well, my read of the situation was a little bit different. I think the Poles and the Czechs agreed to accept deployment of the missile interceptors and the radar on their territories in response to proposals by the Bush administration. I don't think the Poles and the Czechs thought that they were in danger of attack by Iran, but they were doing what they thought was appropriate as good allies of the United States in responding to the Bush administration's approach. Now, these decisions were not without controversy within Poland and the Czech Republic. I don't think there's a lot of enthusiasm in either public for these deployments. And in fact, the Czech parliament had basically postponed a vote on the agreements that would be necessary to allow the deployment to go forward, in part because they were waiting to see the results of this review. So this is one where I think the two countries wanted to be helpful. And I think that is recognized by the Obama administration when the president is talking about working with them on a range of measures. So, that's in part to say we aren't going to just cut you off on the knees on this question.
So what did Poland and the Czech Republic get from the Bush administration in return? I'm guessing they got something for taking that tough political decision to accept this idea in the first place. And what might they have gotten from the Obama administration today?
Yeah. In the case, the one thing that had been talked about, and I'm not sure how far down the road an agreement had proceeded on this, was there was talk about deployment of an American Patriot missile battery. That's an anti-aircraft missile in Poland. That was talked about in the last year of the Bush administration. What I don't know, and I don't think we've seen yet, whether the Obama administration has made a decision as to what it will do. But again, I think that there will be consultations and looking at ways of reassuring that the Polish and the Czech government, that although there's been this decision to reorient the missile defense and focus it on shorter-range Iranian missiles, that there's, that does not mean any kind of reduction in American commitment to Poland and the Czech Republic.
Ahmad in Lower Manhattan, originally from Iran. Yes, Ahmad?
I'm an Iranian citizen and I'm a U.S. citizen, and I want to bring some history to your guests. Number one, Iranians, they had the bomb. They bought it during the time of Nixon administration when the bomb was sold to Israelis. Shah told them that he needs the bomb. So they had the bomb. But during the revolution, NSA destroyed the bombs. Iranian recovered it. So the bomb was always in Iran. Now, the question is this. Are they going to attack Iran? For the past 35 years, I've been telling all my friends, they were never going to attack Israel. Because why? They're going to hurt Hamas, Hezbollah. I mean, the things that I hear sometimes on the radio station and the people talking, this is outrageous. Keeps people forgetting about the history, and that's what my point is, Brian. You keep up the good work, and I let you to have your guest take over the statement that I made about the history and Hezbollah and Hamas in proximity of Israel. American Institute Enterprise coming with all these nutcase issues about Iran, which is very disturbing and very sad that nobody like you and your guests rebuttal these issues.
Ahmad, thank you very much for your call. And Ambassador Pfeiffer, what do you think about his history there, first of all?
Well, that's certainly not what I understand. I mean, I don't think we've seen any evidence that Iran had a nuclear capability going back to the time of the Shah.
And,
I mean,
and what about his rationale that Iran would never use a nuclear weapon against Israel because they would kill so many Muslims and their allies in Hamas and Hezbollah?
Well, that's an interesting point. I'm not sure when you look at the concerns expressed by the Israeli government that they share that view. I mean, there is a lot of concern in the Middle East and in Washington about the prospect that Iran might acquire a nuclear weapons capability, and that's why there is so much attention, including this effort that we'll have a negotiation with the Iranians in early October to try to persuade Iran to move away from a nuclear weapons course.
There's a Foreign Policy magazine article posted just a few days ago called Why Europe Needs Star Wars. And some of the reasons they list a destabilized eastern flank. It says since the Russian invasion of Georgia. So Eastern Europe has reason today to fear the Russians. They say a more contentious NATO. There is a widespread belief that a U.S. backtrack on missile defense would reduce friction within NATO by mollifying anti-shield members such as Germany. Actually, it will only divert Central European political energy into the pursuit of new and perhaps more controversial forms of reassurance. What do you think of those arguments?
Well, on the first argument, I mean, even the missile defense system that the Bush administration planned to put into Poland and the Czech Republic would have given no serious capability against Russia. I mean, the sorts of missile defense systems that we have in California, in Alaska, what we're talking about deploying with the Standard missile to deal with the shorter-range Iranian threat, I mean, they will have some capability against shorter-range missiles, against rather the rudimentary Iranian missiles. But I haven't seen anybody express much confidence on the missile defense side that we would have the capabilities to deal with a Russian nuclear missile attack, given the size and sophisticated nature of the Russian arsenal.
And here is a Russian-American caller, Brian in Gravesend. Brian, thanks for calling.
Actually, I'm Ephraim, but it doesn't matter. I'm calling to politely correct your panelist on, in my opinion, misrepresentation of Russian objection, of the reason of Russian objections to military installation in Europe. I think Russia is protecting the sphere of influence of the former Soviet Union, and from the conflict with Georgia, I think this is the reason, the real reason. Not just they pretend to, they're afraid of anything closer to Russian border.
Yes, so they're still interested in their sphere of influence.
I don't disagree. I mean, I think certainly the conflict between Russia and Georgia and some of the other Russian activities we've seen over the last several years indicate that the Russians are trying to maintain a sphere of influence in the post-Soviet space. But I think part of that is, again, I'm not sure the caller and I disagree. When I say the Russians don't like the idea of American military infrastructure coming closer to Russia, it's coming closer also to what Russia wants to construct, which is that sphere of influence.
Last thing from our webpage, Christopher from Middle Village, what are the potential savings from canceling this obscenely wasteful program, in his opinion? And could those savings pay for health care reform?
Well, I'm not sure if they're going to cover health care reform, but certainly I would imagine that as part of this defense review, they did look at the cost of the deployment in Poland and the Czech Republic. And part of the question probably was when you're talking about, you know, billions of dollars to deploy the system there and then operate it. And you're looking at all of the challenges that the Defense Department has in terms of Iraq and Afghanistan. I think this is a smart decision to basically say we need to spend our money now to deal with the threats that exist today, and then later on down the road we'll figure out how to deal with a long-range threat. So this seems to me it's a smart decision with regards to the allocation of defense resources. But I suspect that when Secretary Gates made these recommendations to the president, you know, it's very much his hope that he can use that money to deal with other problems that he has, and that this will be money that stays within the defense budget.
All right. Breaking news. Obama cancels Star Wars within the hour. Stephen Pfeiffer, visiting fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution and a former ambassador to Ukraine. Thank you so much for your clarity.
Happy to join you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, why mental health problems sometimes show up first during freshman year of college. And then we'll talk to Aman Ali on his Ramadan tour. He calls it 30 mosques in 30 days. It's day 27 today, by the way. Stay with us.